Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That one was kind of insane sounding. That almost felt like maybe there was some anger in there a little bit. I hope everybody's having a nice day. I'm just rearranging the stage a little bit. I'd do this earlier, but you guys were all sitting there. I thought, well, they can see me do it later, while the show's actually going. Hang on. Coming to you once again. We'll cut all that out. It'll be great. It's going to be super smooth. Coming to you once again from Wise Guys at the Gateway in Salt Lake City, Utah! Thank you for being here, you guys. It's Saturday, November 11th, 2017. Veterans Day. Do we have any veterans here today? Yeah. Thank you for your service. And I hope this is a better than sitting at home watching Saving Private Ryan. Because that's on in the green room right now. And I was like, oh, okay. That is a movie about veterans. It's not a fun one, though. I want a fun movie about veterans. That's what I'm looking for. I know that this town's pretty good with the name tags. And, I mean, there's a guy that's posted up front here like a homeless person. What the hell is all this shit? You've got, like, an actual bike. A child's bike. Can I pick it up?
Yeah.
Can I ride it? Like Matt Damon in Suburbicon? To make a movie reference?
I can take it back to Walmart.
Okay. You got this from Walmart?
Yeah.
To use as your name tag, and then you're just going to return it? Yeah, he was yelling at me, don't take the tags off. All right. It's $40. I would have guessed more, to be honest with you. It's a sweet little bike. But what is it? What does the bike have to do with anything?
Read the name,
okay. Skip Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
It's the bike.
And your name is Skippy. Skippy Wee.
All right. Cool. You know, just ride back over to your table. But then you brought everything you own? Like, what is all this stuff?
Okay, so if you print my name tag...
Look at all this shit.
Rape whistles.
A bunch of rape whistles? I think this jelly bean gun would accomplish what a bunch of rape whistles would...
No,
oh my goodness. All right, well, okay, you brought a lot of stuff. I think you're missing the whole point of the... That's all for the prize bag?
You can put anything that you want in the prize bag.
I can put anything I want in the prize bag. This fucking $40 bike is in the bag. Seriously, if I gave you 40 cash right now, can I give the bike away today?
100%.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna count it out, Chuck Woolery style. Give me your hand. 20, 40, okay. So, I don't think the winner's gonna want all these name tags, so you can hang on to that. And that. And that. All right, I don't know about you guys, but this is exciting. I don't know how you feel about it, but it's exciting to me. That a small green huffy bike with a lovely reflector on the front. Those are probably required by law now. Even though the whole bike is glow-in-the-dark green. Thanks for bringing that, Skippy. Could have just brought a jar of peanut butter. Everyone's favorite movie snack. I'll just take a jar to the movies. All right, so as I was saying, let me see those name tags, you guys. Yes, yes. Salt Lake never disappoints with the name tags. I saw that it name tag on Twitter today, and I think I stole it, and I'm going to Instagram it and then turn off the comments because I don't care what people think of it. I love it. American Hustle. And your name is?
Marin.
Marin? M-A-R-E-N? That fits right into the word American. I saw that one on the internet too. It's a piece of art, that poster. What We Do in the Shad Coles. Instead of shadows. You and Skippy should get together and try to figure out better uses for your names. In name tags, but that's cool. Ooh, is that like a Wreck-It Ralph doll?
Wreck-It Robert.
And you're Robert, okay. Couldn't just call yourself Ralph for one day. Just make it simpler for everybody. I like how Seth Becomes Her just lit up. So I was able to see that one. That other one back there that you're trying to light up, that's not getting the job done. But I'll make sure that my guests wander the audience and see all of the options because you guys made a lot of great name tags, I can tell. And thank you for doing that. And I will request to see them shortly. Oh, goody. Doug Benson for president. Oh, my God. I don't even want to be president of a fan club. Doug plugs, Tampa, Florida, next Saturday, the Improv at 4:20. Bring your name tags. Douglas Movies is at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home, San Diego on Wednesday, November 22nd. Got shows in New York City on November 26th and 27th. And December dates and even some 2018 dates are all at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
I go back and forth between being delighted by that and embarrassed. Here's what I brought for the prize bag. I bet you the grand total of all this stuff isn't $40. So I'm really glad that you were there for me with that bike. And I'm going to check and make sure you didn't lie to me about the price. Seems like a bargain. Doesn't it seem like a good deal for that bike?
I think so. All right. So I got in the prize bag. I brought a bunch of Andy's mints from a bowl in the lobby of the hotel. Had lunch at P.F. Chang's. They gave me a fortune cookie. I always go to all the finest local restaurants when I'm traveling. So I hit the P.F. Chang's down the street. I got several of these little rubber pipes from Peacemaker. Some chapstick from the Impractical Jokers 2 cruise. And I saved the best for last, I think. A copy of Life in Utah magazine. Oh, yeah, I'll sign it. Thank you for reminding me. Put my name on that. Oops. All right. And my guests also brought gifts with them for the bag. And so let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Emma Arnold, Russell Peters, and Jeff Tate. Let's meet them individually, starting with our first timer today. So excited to finally have him on the show. It's Russell Peters!
Yay! Ah, nice.
Headlining all weekend here at Wise Guys at the Gateway.
That's right.
Is this your Saturday night outfit? Or are you going to have time to go change after this?
I'm going to change again.
Okay.
Costume change.
I like it.
It's like Janet Jackson.
No malfunctions, please.
One titty just falls out. That's it. Just
And are you having a nice time in Salt Lake City?
How can I not, Doug? How can I not?
Right?
I mean, I wanted to go to Chick-fil-A tomorrow, but that's out of the question. So,
because they don't have them here at all?
No, they're not open on Sundays.
No, I knew that. I thought that was the joke, but I just wanted to make sure. Feels like, is there a Chick-fil-A here?
Isn't it from here?
This is the place it should be open on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because Chick-fil-A isn't owned by Mormons, right? Yeah,
oh,
but the ones here probably are. Got to figure. Who's a Mormon here today? Now, Skippy, you did not need to make a sound. I had already figured that out. I could talk about Mormons all day, but we got to talk about movies, and we got to talk about my other two guests joining us also on the panel today. It's Emma Arnold!
Hello! Hello!
We last saw and heard from you, depending on which way you enjoyed the show, in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, my own sweet hometown.
At the 508 Festival.
Nope, 208.
208. Holy shit. No wonder I was late. Went to the wrong area code.
Difficult to do because we only have one. We're that kind
so
of state.
Close. So. I got two of the numbers right, though, so I want some recognition for that. And thank you. Thank you very much. The 208 Festival, it was an inaugural festival. It was the first one this year in the, I believe, second weekend of September.
Yep, September 7th through 9th.
And is there going to be another one?
There is, yeah. The first one was a big success, and it was very fun. I felt like everybody had a good time. We had a really good time.
We had a great time. And it's a short flight from here in Salt Lake if you guys want to come to it.
You should come. It's a great time. Cheap flight, quick drive.
Oh, it's a quick drive, too?
It's a quick drive. I think it's like 6 hours, right?
Oh,
five and a half, is that right?
Four! Somebody
four.
Just yelled
four
because
hours. All right,
someone's
four
trying
hours.
To golf in here.
And you're going to go through Pocatello.
Neat.
You can go to Five Guys and get some meth.
Yeah. Yeah. They have really top shelf meth there, so check it out.
It seems methy.
It does, yeah. A lot of Idaho, and I say this with so much love, is a little methy. Like, it's just, that's the vibe of the state.
Well, while we're on the subject, I should introduce our third guest. It's Meth Tate, everybody.
Hello. I'm trying to corner the market on being the crystal meth comedian. Right? Like, you know how you get to be like, you're like the weed guy, and I'm going to be like, oh, you guys want to fucking smoke some ice.
You just end up robbing your audience.
Yeah, every night. Come to the merch table, and then I fucking pick your pocket.
Very excited about not only Jeff being here with us today, but also we're going to do a special thing in December called Tate Crazy Nights. That's right. No better way to celebrate Hanukkah than a movie trivia game show with Jeff Tate as one of the guests. He's going to be on all, from December 13th through 20th, he's going to be on every show. Taking on all comers, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah. 8 straight nights of me. Do I have enough fuel to burn for 8 straight nights? I could barely get through one episode.
We do have it's a rigorous travel schedule from Florida to California and a bunch of spots in between over
We did the routing based on that Steve Miller Band song. From Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A. That's our routing.
Also, I don't think they say L.A. at the end of that line. I think it's P.A.
Philadelphia, P.A., Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A. It might be G.A.
I'm pretty sure it's
L.A. It's for sure L.A. And we all know Steve Miller has a Google alert for his name. So I just want to say I'm a fan of some of your stuff. Not all of it.
Are you guys driving? You doing that? You getting a
little I think
little
one
motorhome?
Leg of it we're going to drive every day. It's planes. So it's going to be interesting if there's, you know, delays or whatever. Yeah. It's going to be a real nail biter. And we're doing a contest. I'm making all the cities that we're doing it compete against each other. The city that has the most people that are attend the show, I'm going to pledge to come back and do the show again in the first quarter of next year. So, like, right away, I'll come back. The place that has the most people.
And the city with the least will never see us again. Fuck your city.
You almost said titty.
I'm going to write down the number today, and if you're the top attending audience number, then I'll come here.
Doesn't that have to be based on size of venue?
Well, the venues are all pretty similar in size. There's one that's a lot bigger, but I also don't anticipate filling it. So I think it's a pretty fair competition. Okay. I also think it doesn't matter much. I'll probably go back to all those cities eventually anyway. It's not like we're doing one in Pocatello.
Okay.
All right, so let's find out what everybody brought for the prize bag, starting with Emma. We've already got a $40 bike from Walmart.
I have a fortune cookie.
Oh, wow, this person, you can make a friend. Two fortune cookies.
I usually bring such a good prize bag, and I really apologize for this hot mess up here because I had to drive down from a show, and we got caught in some snow. So I got two of my albums thanks, guys. My debut album, Shut Up Calvin, also available on iTunes. Two of them because they gave me 700 CDs, and I'm not really sure what to do with those, so I'm just kind of giving them out. And I got bumped up to first class today, so I got brownie bites. I got you guys some brownie bites. And then I brought you a National Geographic hat, only lightly worn by yours truly. Only very lightly today I wore it.
Yeah, you got some hairs on it. That's good.
There's one hair. There you go.
In case anybody wants to do some DNA testing. You've got a strand of her hair.
I don't know, stage a murder scene. Do something
all right.
Cool. Do something cool with it.
Oh, I'm also going to put the lime from my drink in there. This thing's getting really, really great. Russell, what do you got for us?
I didn't know I was supposed to bring multiple, so all I brought was one of my T-shirts.
No, I tell everybody to just bring a thing, and then people like to show off and bring a bunch of things.
It's one of the merch T-shirts.
It's a beautiful shirt.
It's good. It'll get you through the day.
super soft too.
It's soft.
You didn't go the cheap route on the fabric.
No. We wanted to really spend some dollars on that, so I called my family in India, and they really. They really put that one together for me.
Jeff, what do you got for us?
I have, hot off the presses, the most recent Jack Reacher book called The Midnight Line. I see a lot of you aren't clapping, but the ones who, right, you guys are just, it's just reading. Stop being dumb. And a copy of my album, Emma, just in case nobody told you, you're supposed to sell these.
Oh, okay.
Like when you're like, I don't know what to do with all these, you can sell them too.
They're not just giveaways. They're not business cards.
Okay.
If they're 10 bucks, this guy will take 4 of them. He's flush with cash all of a sudden. He stole a stolen bike. Now he's rich. Does your shirt really say Famous Virgin on it?
Yeah.
It really does.
Why?
Because he's Skippy, the Famous Virgin.
Oh, of course. Well, now I feel stupid.
Yeah, you're a dummy.
You got to learn who's famous around here.
Yeah, I forgot where I was. Right? They parade this guy around going, look, if he could do it.
All right, so I'm not going to put this in the prize bag because it's a hardcover book that'll just, I brought a flimsy little bag. So it's just going to be in addition to the bag.
It's the bag plus.
Which is, yeah.
It's a good prize.
I got to move it too, though, because now this stuff's in the way. People can't see our faces. All right, now I have one question before we get to the game part of the show. And I think you know what it is, Emma.
I do. You're going to ask me what movie I've seen most.
Yeah,
recently.
What was the last movie you saw?
I saw The Witches of Eastwick was the last movie I watched.
In the 80s.
I was 7, and I've refused to see...
It turned you off movies forever?
No, I loved it so much. I was like, that's it for me. That's it. I'm done with movies. Was the pinnacle of art for me.
They're never going to top this.
Are you guys making, you don't like that movie? That is a great movie. That was the first time I've had seen it. And
I think everyone's just curious.
Cher, guys, Cher's
in it. I think we're just curious about...
Skippy's nodding. He knows. Cher's in it. Little Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, and Michelle Pfeiffer, Jack Nicholson. But we're curious as to why now.
It was right before Halloween, and I do a whole, bitches brew thing where I have some gal friends over, and we watch a little Practical Magic.
Hocus Pocus.
Or Hocus Pocus, or The Craft, or Witches of Eastwick, which was this year because I hadn't seen it. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but it has what I feel is probably the strongest cherry vomiting scene in any movie.
It is. It's not really. For a metaphor. Scene is disgusting.
That is, I thought it was.
A lot of horrible, disgusting things happened to that lady in that movie.
Yeah.
I feel bad for
is that
her.
Veronica Cartwright?
Yeah.
It's bad enough
she died on the Nostromo when the alien was killing everybody, but then... Then she has to throw up a bunch of fucking cherries.
Well, I really enjoyed it, and I don't know if it was just the Halloween spirit, but afterward I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll be a witch. I was really feeling it.
So you got a floaty and jumped in the pool, and that was your costume?
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time in the pool.
I was like, I feel like people are doubting whether or not I could be a witch up here, and I don't really appreciate that at all. I didn't know I could do comedy till I tried it. Who knows? Maybe I'll throw some witchcraft. Around.
Do some
these Mormons,
do some spellcasting open mics.
they still fear witches here.
They do, yeah.
They actually still burn you alive.
Shit.
They all got quiet because they're praying for you.
Somebody give her protective underwear.
The reason why they
I've
were weird about...
I've a few pair. Don't you worry about me. Wow, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked a Mormon. I'm so sorry. You know what? I lost my virginity to a Mormon boy, and I don't regret a thing. I don't regret a thing.
Did he ring your bell?
No.
Did you have to call him elder while you did it?
Hello. My name is Elder Price. I'm going to fuck you now, and it will be very nice.
beautiful. It was beautiful.
All right. We're not here to shit talk Mormons.
We aren't? Never mind then.
I wasn't shit talking. I've given a lot back to the community.
No, you're right. Russell?
Yes?
You see any movies lately?
I think the last thing I saw was The Kingsman 2.
The Golden Circle.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. But I watched some shit on my iPad. Does that count?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Glad we cleared that up. Jeff?
Listen, you aren't going to believe this, but it's Witches of Eastwick. The last movie I saw was Thor Ragnarok. I saw it this morning at Broovies.
I love Broovies.
Yeah.
Doug loves Broovies. It's a very little known podcast that I do. But it's a fun bar and I guess sort of a restaurant. And they have two screens. And you saw Thor there.
And I got some corn dogs. So
that's why I called it sort of a restaurant.
It's a movie theater with a deep fryer.
I see what you're doing. I see what you meant.
Yeah.
Those corn dogs were good. It made up for that the fucking screen was dirty.
Oh, probably from people throwing corn dogs.
Listen, I don't care why it's dirty. They should still squeegee it off every night, right? Squeegee off the corn dog debris? Isn't that closing side work or open? It's got to be opening or closing side work.
Yeah, I don't know how often they clean movie theater screens because I notice smudges and dirt on them all the time, you know?
Maybe you need to go to better theaters.
Maybe less porn.
Yeah.
So Jeff, you like Thor?
Very, very much.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, right?
It's very funny, exciting. It's got everything.
It's got funny, it's got exciting.
I hear the Hulk's in it.
The Hulk is in it for a while.
I peeked at the trailer for Thor Ragnarok, and it does feature the Hulk quite heavily. It would have been a nice surprise to not know that, and now I'm ruining it for others, maybe. But there's other surprises in the movie that they didn't spoil, so.
Ooh, tell us more.
Thor dies.
He gets hammered.
Oh man, I'm so dumb. It took a couple of seconds. I had to put it together. I had to spin it around.
Yeah, I love the part where they're like, yeah, that hammer goes really fast. And he's like, yeah, it's because I do this first. He's showing off how he throws the hammer. It's pretty funny. All right. Thank you for answering those questions, honestly. And we'll have your results by Monday.
I hope I'm okay.
Turn the show off, Bert. Let the games begin! So, Russell,
yeah.
These folks made these signs mm-hmm. in hopes of being chosen today
right.
by you or Emma or Jeff
right.
to represent them in the game portion. And then the winner today, Jeff, hang on a sec. Oh, he's almost at me! I could have reached right out and touched him! Please don't touch Jeff when he comes back out there. The winner today, the person whose name tag you chose, will get all these prizes. So, and there's no criteria for picking other than just one that you like. There's some that have your face on them, I believe, because people figured out you might be here. Bless you. So go ahead now and just go grab the name tag you want to play for.
All right. Let me have a look at these. No, I shaved myself enough.
We're going to go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our pals at Loot Crate. Be the envy of your friends and get your 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/DLM and enter my code DLM to save $3 off any new subscription. You guys already know all about Loot Crate. They've been a longtime sponsor of Doug Loves Movies and have been incredibly generous with our listeners. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. It's the best surprise you know is coming. Offer expires November 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific. November's theme is Unite 2.0. Join forces with Justice League of America, Voltron, Legendary Defenders, Overwatch, and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for a crate full of unbeatable items. All subscribers will also get a free download of the first full season of Batman the Telltale series as this month's DLC, a $25 game on Steam. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/DLM and enter the code DLM to save $3 off any new subscription today. Back to the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, we're back from a commercial break, and I'm just explaining to Russell Peters, don't read that thing on the back out loud. That's for at the end of the show.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay, so Emma, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Bobby Driver.
Nice.
And he suckered me in because he put a bunch of candy and then tiny donuts on this. So I.
But what did you call the donuts a moment ago?
They're donettis. What?
Donettis?
No, yeah,
it's
donettis.
Just no, it's just donettes. Yeah.
Okay. Oh shit.
She did that when we went on tour together. Oh, shit. We toured for like 6 months together. And she called them donettis every time, and I never corrected her. I thought it was so funny.
How do you feel about these Reese's?
Those are yours. Reese's. And the mms. I like the mms. Okay. All right. Donettes. Okay. Okay. You guys are so classy.
It's the lady name for a donut. It's a lady donut.
Lady donuts.
Feeling a bit donetti today.
What do you got there, Russell?
I went with this SLC Duff. I don't know what movie that is, but I just saw my picture.
Yeah, there's a movie called SLC Punk.
Oh, right, yeah, I know that movie.
Yeah, yeah. And this dude's name is Duff, I guess.
I guess, okay, good, yeah. Well, I'd never been on a poster that somebody's made before, so I...
But then it looks good.
I bypassed all these friggin' donuts like a fucking jerk. And
did you like the movie It?
I didn't see It.
Oh, really? Because look at this one.
That shit's creepy.
That's a he put you on one of the balloons on the
poster. Yeah. Now, and I passed up donuts, so it's double loss for me.
That's all right. Duff is glad you picked it.
Good job, Duff.
Yeah. And you guys could put the posters down. You don't have to hold them the whole time. It's a little awkward. But hang on to those donettis. Jeff, tell us about yours.
I am playing for the Expendables. I assume his name is Ben. Woo! Or Bendable. But it's got, I'm right there. I'm one of the Expendables, and there's Wahlberg.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, this is a cool poster. There's Sour Patch Kids on it. And there was weed. So I just, yeah. Listen, there's a pattern. If you listen to the episodes I'm on, there is a pattern.
Tried to put it right into his hands.
Can we do that?
Yeah, you want to throw one, Russell?
Yeah, I'd love to. Anybody want a Donetti?
Yeah.
Donetti, guys, Donetti. Who wants a Donetti?
We got some full-size ones over here, too.
Those are the sweaty
Donettis. I'm going to try again that guy that, yeah, there you go.
Wait, hold that up. Let me have a look at those. Yeah. Okay, we're good. We're good.
You don't like any of those flavors? But yeah, let's bring them up here.
I love donuts. I'm an idiot for them.
Yeah, we should probably check those out.
Check them out. All right, so that's who you guys are playing for. Good luck to everybody. Skippy also gave me this jelly bean gun to put in the prize bag. So it's really, really going to be something for the winner.
I kind of feel bad that I didn't pick Skippy, if that's it.
I feel less bad because he offered me a rape whistle. So I felt like sweetie, when you pop your cherry, you're going to realize that's a hard pass for most ladies. That's not what we're looking for. Whistle wise, you know? I like a regular whistle.
She prefers a cat call.
If you need me, just whistle.
Maybe that's how come he's still a virgin. Every time he gets close, he just starts blowing that goddamn whistle.
Bad touch. That's a lot of rape whistles. I'm going to be really.
Pepper spray's a garnish for him.
That many rape whistles looks like they're trophies, man.
Yeah.
I've got so many rape whistles. So little time.
He runs up and shows them his tits.
What specifically makes those raping whistles, I wonder? I mean, and I've decided they're not rape whistles, they're raping whistles. Okay.
They say
that.
What on them?
They don't want to make the whistle noise.
All right.
That's what makes
sense. I actually do.
They're reluctant.
Yeah, I'm putting this on my Christmas tree. It's beautiful. Wow, this is intense. It really does say, thanks to Skippy, I didn't get raped.
Jesus Christ.
Unfortunately, those came with a tub of peanut butter, so.
Brand? Like, what are you doing?
Why? What is happening, Skippy?
That's a lot of people. Nobody's getting.
You were passing them out to the crowd?
Wait. Hold on. They're only supposed to be blown in an emergency. What's going on back there?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
If it is an emergency, they're not the only ones blowing.
How would they be able to blow the whistle, Russell?
Now, Skippy, I'm just curious. Are those also rape water guns you have there? Or are they just regular water guns?
No, they're candy guns.
Oh, shit!
Nice catch!
Oh, these are pretty great, actually. Does this shoot a jelly bean?
Yeah.
That's not safe. I'm a mom, and I don't like that at all. You're going to hurt someone. I can have it? Thank you, Skippy. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, if you're not going to take the rape whistle, you need to defend yourself somehow.
I appreciate that. Thanks. Oh, my daughter will like this. Thank you,
fantastic.
Skippy. Oh, man.
I may give her a rape whistle, too.
Did you know that if they outlawed candy guns, then only outlaws would have candy guns?
This is really cool.
All right, Skippy, enough.
Skippy, what the fuck, man?
Skippy's entire, everything he owns is here.
And Skippy has these rubber bracelets that say no sex for you. Unfortunately, it's cock ring size, so it's...
That was a... Really?
So what are you doing later?
It's a large one.
Want to get sweaty over Donetti?
All right. How's your movie trivia skills there, Russell?
Not that good. You know, I see stupid things that, like, I didn't see any of the posters or shit I've seen in my life, and I'm like, I'm in trouble. Nobody had Beat Street or Wild Style. Breaking One or Two.
You never know what movies are going to come up. I mean, I know because I wrote all this down, but...
I realized, actually, the last movie I saw was The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
And it was the first time I had seen it. I was on a flight to London.
Were you now intrigued to see Godfather 2?
I was trying to, but I fell asleep because they're like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, yeah. The whole Godfather saga takes a while.
Yeah.
Three is skippable.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So two I got to get through. Glad I brought it down, guys.
You got him right where I want him. And that's to hear me say, we're going to start with a game called Live, Die, Repeat. It's really catching on. People are really into it. Now, Russell, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to say the title of an actual movie.
Right.
Doesn't matter if you've seen it or not, because all you have to do is be the first person to repeat back the title of the movie. Completely and accurately. Have you played this one before, Emma?
No.
Well, I should have explained it to you as well. Jeff's already over there ready to start yelling. And only people on stage get to play. Sorry. Yeah, zip it, Skippy. I wasn't even looking at him when I said it.
We've got all his whistles. We're okay.
Okay. Here's the title. Those. No guesses?
Oh, we can guess?
Yeah.
Do we only
guess
get one?
As often as you like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just as many times. Okay.
Yeah.
Those. Darn cats. No, that's not a movie.
Those darn cats.
I got it.
Okay, I'm going to give you more of it. Those magnificent...
Seven.
Those magnificent seven.
Those magnificent beasts and where to find them.
Those magnificent men...
Those magnificent men of...
In... their...
Prime.
Those magnificent men in their flying...
Pajamas.
Those magnificent men in their
those
flying...
Those magnificent men in their flying cars.
Machines.
Okay.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, too.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or...
God. Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or...
Oh, that was good.
Boats.
Boots.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or boats, or whatever they are. Look at them over there, a bunch of dicks. It's a long, long title.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or how I flew from London to Paris in 25 hours, 11 minutes.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or how I flew from London to Paris in 25
What'd you say, Jeff?
5 hours and 11 minutes. What'd you say? Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or how I flew from London to Paris in 25 hours and 11 minutes.
Nice.
Is that right?
Now that I know how to play the game, we're all in trouble.
Which I don't know if you know is a sequel to Those Darn Cats.
That's a real title from a real movie from 1965.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Crazy, right? All right, so Jeff won that game.
All right. Unfair advantage, Jeff.
Do you want to throw a donut, Jeff?
No, thank you.
Okay, I'll do it.
Ooh.
Okay, this one's chocolatey, so you better catch it.
It's a good one.
Nice.
Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Okay.
I'm going to get a couple of names of actors or actresses from pre-selected audience members, and then starting with Jeff, and then going to Russell, then Emma, then me. I like to play along in this game. We're going to name movies that those people have been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you can go to your lifeline once for help if you want.
Oh, my poster person.
Yeah, yeah, your person whose poster you picked.
Where are you, Duff?
Duff.
Gotcha.
Get ready, Duff. Where is underscore mildly amusing?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. You're mildly amusing?
Mildly.
But that underscore at the beginning, there's already someone had mildly amusing?
That was me. That was me, Doug. I rebranded to partially boring.
All right, and where's Duke 1186? Where?
Duke's okay. Way in
the back. Hey, dude. How you doing? I'm mildly amused. Do you think you have a better name than mildly amused has? I didn't say what was the name. I said, do you think you have a better name? And I can almost guarantee you Brad Pitt is better. What do you got, mildly amusing? What's your actual name?
Steven.
What do you got?
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall. Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answers.
Yeah. All right. So let's do this. Let's try to move it pretty quickly because those guys have both been in a ton of movies. Starting with you, Jeff.
Are we doing both?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, either one.
Okay.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen.
Robert Duvall.
Yeah, he's in it. Russell?
I'm going to go with Colors, Robert Duvall.
Oh, okay. Emma?
River Runs Through It, Brad Pitt.
We knew you'd pick him.
I'm not 100% sure.
I can't tell you what movies he was in, or I'll give away the game.
God damn it.
Yes. See, he knows what he's doing. And you also already mentioned a Robert Duvall movie, The Godfather. Jeff?
The Conversation.
One guy. One guy was really excited about that.
I had a conversation once.
If not,
till she blew that damn whistle.
Russell?
I'm going to go with Meet Joe Black.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Speaking of peanut butter.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Fucking Joe Black loves peanut butter.
I'll do, is he in Benjamin Button? Benjamin Button, Brad Pitt. Is that
what,
right?
What? How do you feel about Benjamin Button's situation? I got this.
Was he accused? Was he accused of something?
You mean like?
No, there's more words in the title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button.
It's before Benjamin.
Benjamin Button.
Button
and the green bike from Walmart.
The Curious Situation.
Oh no!
That's not right. That's not my guess. That's not my guess.
Do you want to switch to a different movie? Or your lifeline can help you?
No, gosh, no. I want to tell you that it is the...
I mean, you're on the right path.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
I think maybe I should just go
I
with
I think
a...
you can crack this one.
You think I can? Okay. You're saying there's a situation.
I think you could solve it.
You think there... The Curious Puzzle? No.
The Curious Puzzle that is Benjamin Button.
Just be brief.
Someone's making a... be brief.
There's no need to make a big deal out of it.
The little situation. It's a tiny situation. It's a predicament. It's a real... Pickle is what that is.
That's it.
Benjamin Button's pickle.
It's the no real pickle of backwards. Benjamin Button.
And I am like drawing a blank on any other Brad Pitt movie. So
I think
have
as
to get
I get older,
right.
My penis gets younger.
Oh, man.
Everyone the is mouthing things at me and
yeah.
Sign languaging.
Everyone's so excited for you to get this.
I know. It's curious, though.
Oh, it sure is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's curious and alliterative.
It's
Okay. The curious cumulative shit.
Matter of fact, now it's become bi-curious.
The curious cock.
The curious conundrum. Nope, too much.
Well, that's
it's
a better title,
world.
I think.
I know, right? Maybe we could, for me, just do titles I feel like are a little better than what they were named. The curious... fuck you guys. Come on. I can't.
It's not the curious...
Case! The curious case! Yeah! The curious case! Thank you guys for pulling for me. I really appreciate that.
I didn't want to see you go down like that.
It was so embarrassing.
I mean, it would have been just so easy for you to just say, the Mexican.
Right? Or Fight Club.
Yeah.
Oh, you just did that.
Yeah, I just The best part is watching Emma panic as it goes real fast.
I'm so sweaty now. I mean, take your time.
Oh yeah, I believe. Fuck, I might fuck this up.
Oh, don't fuck it up.
No, I don't want to. I may not believe that. Let's go with Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Oh! Stop giving clues, Skippy.
That's not the name of the movie.
Also, no Mormon clues.
Oh right. I meant, oh yeah.
How could you fuck up the word Smith in front of a bunch of Mormons?
Smith and Jones, what do you want from me? You know?
It's true, yeah. So what is it called?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it was obviously wrong.
Yeah, and then this year there was a similar movie about a couple that were spies, and it was called Keeping Up with the Joneses. That's what happened. Yeah,
is Brad Pitt in that?
No.
Okay.
His brother Arm is.
Armpit?
Yeah.
I really like that joke.
Thank you.
This is my brother Arm.
Listen.
Do you got another one?
Yeah.
You want to go to your lifeline? You
want
to shoot
a
jelly bean? You want to eat a Donetti?
Plastic
Donetti. They do taste like plastic. That's my favorite part. You know, Robert Duvall, if he was in the first Godfather, you'd think maybe he was in the second one.
What's that called?
Is it Godfather 2? And then is there more shit?
Yeah, Electric Boogaloo.
There's a little bit more shit.
Godfather 2.
You skipped one part.
Nope. The Godfather 2. No. That's
nope.
You skipped a part.
Godfather, the part 2. No. God damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
So Godfather part 2 is my answer.
Yeah, okay. Oh man. Okay, so I'll go for Apocalypse Now.
Brad Pitt was in that?
Very young. He was very young.
Yeah, he played a baby in it.
All right. 7.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
S-E-7-E-N.
So 7-N.
7-7. Russell?
Oof, it's getting tough now, guys.
Right?
It's kind of crunch time. I'm going to go with Ocean's 11.
Nice.
Oh.
Emma?
Which is a real lifeline, and I appreciate that. Ocean's 12. Just that. Just Ocean's 12.
Yep. And Ocean's 13. Jeff?
7. Oh, wait, there's more to the title. Years in Tibet.
Oh!
Nice, nice. Well played, well played. Interesting.
Join us for Tate Crazy Nights.
And please, if you get picked, say Brad Pitt so I could do this joke again.
Did a guy just yell out Brad Pitt? He didn't mean now. Russell, you got any more?
I think Brad Pitt was in that movie California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
I think it was with a K, wasn't
That's
it?
That's correct.
Yes.
Emma?
Listen.
Yes?
You know, he was so handsome, and I remember in the 90s when he started really getting into things. I'm talking about Brad Pitt here.
Uh-huh.
And there was a movie where he was very handsome, and it was right when he had split with Jen, you know, and that was a big deal for everybody. We all went through a lot of emotions when he split with Jen. And I'm just
I think they might have got back together, too. I think Brad and Jen are back.
What about her
Let's
husband?
Use your lifeline.
Okay, Bobby. Yeah, that's
In
what I was
Glorious
say.
Bastards.
Glorious Bastards. Thank you, Bobby.
One of the best stoner performances ever given on film in True Romance.
Ah, yes. Good one.
Robert Duvall is in this cool movie from the early 70s called The Outfit with Joe Don Baker. It's fucking sweet. No All one's right. heard of it, but it's rated R, so you guys probably aren't allowed to see it here. But listeners should check it out. It's pretty cool.
Hey, did that guy who lost his ID get in today? Woo! That's a yes. Congrats, man. He's like, I lost my ID. Will they let me in? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how fucking strict they're going to be. Well, I'm glad you made it. It's awesome. Russell?
Damn it. I don't know that this is factual.
You still got... Oh, did you already go to Duff?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so you still got Duff.
I've been Duffless in Seattle.
Yeah, you don't want to make any mistakes at this point. You made it this far.
I want to say... and I may be wrong. I don't know that he... No, fuck, I don't want to know that. They don't have to be the lead in the movie, right?
No, just any part.
Still
Brad loves war movies, of course.
Wasn't no, that's not true. And then there was you can't do TV shows, right?
No.
No, that's no good. Doug
what were you
going to
do? He was in an episode of 30 something.
Friends. I was going to say Friends. Yeah. I want to say, well, fuck, I'm wrong, too.
Go to Duff and then save the one you want to save for the next round.
Duff, give me one for Bobby Duvall. Go on.
Secondhand Lions. Secondhand Lions. Damn you.
Jesus. Yeah, but he's got Google. You know.
I don't. Yeah, I guess he could have looked at his Google. Emma?
This isn't my answer. I want a serious... It's a serious question, but...
Okay.
Was Brad Pitt in We Bought a Zoo?
No, it's okay. A good thing it's not your answer.
It's not my answer. It's
Do
not.
Do you want to just
it's not my answer.
Narrow
no,
it
no,
down?
No, I have an answer. We were just watching something in the green room, and it's the movie where, like, they're at war, and... I don't know. He wasn't. I never saw him. I never saw him on there, but I bet Robert Duvall is in it, and it's called Saving Private Ryan.
Robert Duvall is not in that.
Is not in that.
No, no.
Saving Private Benjamin is another... That's the sequel to that.
That was, and that's one where they save Goldie Hawn.
Saving Private Benjamin.
Okay. So you're done?
I'm done. I'm
All
out.
Right. It's good effort, though.
Thank you. It was really... it was a group effort, let's be fair. It was me and Salt Lake just got...
I mean, things got crazy for a second. It became World War Z in here. Jeff's shaking his head.
Because I can't make it fit into a sentence, that's all. I got like 50 more. He's in a movie called The Killer Elite.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Duvall is with James Caan. They don't believe me, but it's true.
No, I believe you.
Thank you.
That's good to know.
Russell, did you think of the one you were trying to think of?
Yeah, you know, I thought of it, and I'm not sure if it's a fact yet or not. I was going to say
Well, it's like in pre-production or something, you think? Yeah,
I was going to say that I think he might have been in Easy Rider, Bobby Duvall, but I don't know that's a fact.
No, he's not in that.
Yeah, that's why I'm not saying that.
Yeah. That's very good clever call, way to play. Emma's taught you well.
Yes. If I've learned one thing from Emma.
Here's my not answer, Alex. Yeah. Trebek.
So I will Donetti answer that at that way. I will I'm gonna have to go with fuck.
Do you want to use my lifeline?
Nah.
May I please have, dear wise guys at the gateway, may I please have a Tito's and soda signed Doug Benson?
I'll take another root beer.
You know, letter writing is a dying art form. I like to try to write a letter whenever I get a chance.
I guess Fight Club was already used, huh?
I don't remember. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't.
It was?
Yeah.
Jeff, you're the one that said it.
I say it a lot because I do not observe rule number two.
Well, it looks like I'm an ignoramus. I'm going to go with Taps.
It's hard. It's difficult.
Maybe Bobby Duvall was in Taps.
No.
No. I mean, maybe.
Seems like, yeah, maybe he could have been. But
seems like there were so many movies he could have been in.
No.
Was he in Copland? Was he in Copland?
No.
Yeah. No. Just going through.
This is a fun side game, though.
Why don't we play the movies they're not in? I think that's a better game. I mean, that's...
You and I will play a little side game.
Yeah, me and Emma got a little thing going on there.
I believe he won... Oh, thank you so much. I believe he won the Best Actor Oscar for a movie called Tender Mercies.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, Jeff?
It's between you and him, I guess.
Assassination Tango.
You said that with such fury.
Oh, God damn it.
I got four straws now.
I guess I won't give those to my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't figure out how to scrounge up a dollar?
No.
I'll give you a dollar.
Oh, shit.
Oh, have I said a movie yet? No. Because I will get low.
What?
Get low.
Oh, get low. Okay. shit. I wasn't thinking ahead. It's much faster now.
I thought that was the name of a title. Wow, that was really clever, Doug. Thinking ahead. Nice.
It's much faster now. Full title.
Brad Pitt in I Wasn't Thinking Ahead. I'm going to go with Thelma and Louise.
Spy Game.
Ooh, yeah.
I like it. I like that one a lot.
I saw it.
It's good.
How about... I'm done on Duvall, I think. You got some more Duvall?
Yeah, I got some more Duvall.
Jesus. I'm really blanking on... was Duvall in MASH?
Yes, Duvall was in MASH.
Okay, MASH.
Robert Duvall was in... Oh, fuck, now my brain just went dark. Open Range.
Yes. All right, in the interest of time, I'm going to tap.
The judge.
He was the titular character.
And the apostle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do have a lot more Duvall.
Yeah, Network.
Yeah. What other pit do you have?
The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
That'd be a good one for Live, Die, Repeat.
And you know what? I'm going to keep the rest of them to myself.
I like that strategy. You guys want to yell at us for a second? Burn after reading. That's great advice for the book that Jeff put in the bag.
Yeah. Well,
Interview with a Vampire, Johnny Suede, Cool World. Meet Joe Black, we said, but that was a long time ago. 12 Monkeys, he was nominated for an Oscar for that. Moneyball, great movie. Megamind. Really?
Oh, Troy.
He said The Apostle, Falling Down, that's a good one. To Kill a Mockingbird is for, he's Boo Radley.
Yeah.
THX1138.
Was he in Bonnie and Clyde or something? Wasn't there one?
No.
Like the one that he said was kind, he was in something like that in the late 60s that was real big.
Yeah. Sure he was.
I can't remember.
Troy. That's a good one for Brad Pitt.
Snatch!
I can't believe we didn't say Snatch!
Yeah.
I know.
I try to keep it clean when I perform here. My Snatch. Gone in 60 Seconds. Duvall's in that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Four Christmases. Four Christmases, that's right.
Jesus.
Killing Them Softly. The Devil's Own.
The Devil's Own. The Devil's
Own. Thank You for Smoking. Who's in that? He is? Oh.
Yes. It's all coming back to me now, guys.
Emma, do you know who...
I can't do this sober.
Emma, do you know who Robert Duvall is yet?
Yeah, no, I caught on a few names in. I was like, okay, yeah. I still couldn't name anything.
Duvall's the guy who's been playing cranky old men for 40 years.
Yeah. Very well, too. Very well.
He was in that movie, The Ace, that also was another title.
The Spade.
It was called two different... That's it.
Yeah.
Was it like The Great Waldo Pepper or something? Like,
no.
Wasn't he in that? Was that the...
No, that's a... flying movie with Robert Redford.
The Great Santini.
That's it. Great
That's
Santini.
The one, yeah.
Was also called The Ace.
Hey, Sydney, can you get me one of those scotches that I drank?
All right. Thanks. He's going to step up his game now. Because we're about to play Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game.
I'm not sure. I haven't played this one.
Here's how this works, Russell and Emma, if she needs a refresher. I'm going to name an actor or actress, and then each of you is going to get a turn to name one movie of theirs you think is in their top three box office movies of all time, according to Box Office Mojo, and adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
I like that. You
just, basically, the idea is just think of the most popular movie you can that that person was in.
Okay.
And we'll switch around who gets to go first each round, but the first round is going to be Jeff, and then Emma, and then Russell. And the name of the first actor is the great comedian Steve Martin. Jeff, what do you think is in Steve Martin's... I know people got used to yelling out Duvall and Pitt movies, but now it's back to no yelling out.
Ah, oh, fuck.
I like
Steve
to remind
Martin.
People, because some of you might be really fucked up right now.
I got one. I got one for him.
Can I have the
So Jeff gets to go first.
Fuck, man. I don't...
Name a Steve Martin movie that was popular.
Okay. The Jerk.
Seems like a good one.
It's a great movie.
It's a good one.
But it's not...
But box office success? I don't
See, know. I don't know.
Emma?
Do I name... I name what I think it is now?
Yeah.
Father of the Bride.
Okay.
I think I have the answer,
He was
Douglas.
Certainly in that. What's that?
I think I have the answer.
Okay, what?
Three Amigos.
Three Amigos.
Top three box office, though? Top three?
Top, hell yeah.
Top three box office.
This is a really interesting one to me. I was really surprised by...
I mean, that's a great
it
movie.
Better not be Dead Men Wear Plaid.
It's My Blue Head.
Strangely, coming in all the way at number 13 of all Steve Martin movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I thought that would have been much higher on the list, and but I brought it up because I decided recently it's my favorite Thanksgiving movie. Because there aren't too many of them, and they all suck. Coming in at number three for Steve Martin, the movie Parenthood.
Aww.
Parenthood. Number two, he has a cameo in The Muppet Movie. And then this is crazy, the number one movie... After adjusting for inflation in Steve Martin's career is, in fact, The Jerk.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Wow.
That's very surprising.
So Jeff got 3 points for that, and Russell and Emma need to start catching up. Emma gets to go first this round, and the name of the actor is Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix. What do you got for Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, what's this?
I can't.
I mean, he was great in.
Yeah.
And don't forget.
And especially, all I can think of him.
Do you want to go last this time?
I want to go last this time. Yeah.
Okay. Because maybe hearing a couple other titles will jar your memory. Russell?
I'm going to go with Walk the Line.
Okay.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah. Good one. Okay.
He was Oscar nominated for that. Jeff?
Signs.
Oh. All I can think of is the Tudors, that show, and that's all I can think of. It's just, it's lodged, and it's not making room for anything else.
Well, why do you think you're reminded of the Tudors by a movie that he really was in? Is it the outfits?
Yeah, it is.
Do they fight at all in the Tudors?
They do.
What do you call them when they're fighting?
Swordsmen? Three Musketeers?
That's a fair answer.
No? Knights.
It's funny, did you hear me say to the people at P.F. Chang's, I was glad I ate here?
I did. I was too, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Hey, I got it.
You were glad you ate there?
He just gave you the answer.
They're called gladiators.
Gladiators!
And
he's
in the movie.
He's in the, it's Gladiator. Is my guess because he's
okay.
Okay,
it's a good one because I forgot.
Okay, all right. But to be fair, the outfits are very. Those are very different period pieces. Mm-hmm. I just want to point that.
All right, coming in at number three, Joaquin, of course, as a young man, was in a motion picture called Parenthood. Number two, Gladiator. And coming in at number one, Jeff's right again, Signs.
Come on.
All right, not much chance to catch up, but let's keep playing.
Okay.
Jeff is running away with this
thing. Did Walk the Line even make the fucking list?
You get to go, what's that?
Did Walk the Line even
It wasn't top three. I didn't know where it did fall, but it did okay at the box office. It was, but these Signs was huge. Signs is probably Mel Gibson's number one movie, too. All right. So Russell gets to go first this time.
Okay.
And it's Keanu Reeves.
And this is for his biggest box office movie?
Top three for Keanu Reeves.
I'm going to go with The Matrix on that one.
Jeff?
Speed. It was on HBO this morning.
What'd you say?
Speed.
Speed.
Yeah.
It was
I'm going with Speed, right? I mean, I got a big lead.
You got to go with Speed because you're the meth comic.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Now that I hear it out loud, I don't think I like it as much.
Now that I think about it...
What do you think, Emma?
Well, I'm torn between...
Two lovers.
Treated
like a fool.
I think I'm going to go with John Wick. I think I am.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think I am, because it was real popular and it was real good, and don't you make that face at me, sir. And...
He just knows. I mean, it was it did all right, but
it didn't do great. Okay, then.
But it was like it grew after the movie was out of theaters, and that's why they made a sequel.
Okay, well then... Maybe I should go with John Wick 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's one of those tight ones where they don't even have a colon and more words. So that's where you're going with John Wick 2.
Yeah.
John Wick 2, never reach back.
Never reach back.
All right, coming in at number four, Couldn't get anyone to fall for this. Parenthood.
Again.
Number three, speed.
Aww.
Nice.
And number two, The Matrix.
Yeah, all right. Finally, I got a point.
Lake House.
Can I change my name to The Matrix 2 Reloaded? Can I? I change it. I just changed it to. I'm changing it to The Matrix 2 : Reloaded.
Colon. As long as your colon's not reloaded, we're good.
That is the number one movie.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
All right.
Yeah. Is that the title?
The Matrix Reloaded?
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no two in it.
Okay, well.
But also, you know, you can't. Jeff's way ahead.
Yeah, that's.
So it doesn't really matter.
I just wanted to put some points on the board.
In fact, you did put some points on the board, and I would like to give you those 3 points. That's 5, and Russell got 2 just now. So, Jeff's, I'm going to declare you the winner today.
All right.
And I'm going to do the tiebreaker for Emma and Russell only to determine who's the worst.
I got this.
Who's going to come in third today? Doesn't really matter. But Emma goes first.
Okay.
The films of Bryce Dallas Howard.
I have no idea who that is. I'm so sorry.
You might as well have gone with Millie Bobby Brown. I don't know either.
Bryce Miller Howard?
Bryce
Wait,
Dallas
what was it?
Is that Ron Howard's brother?
Is it?
Oh, that's
it's his daughter, Dallas Bryce Howard. She's got red hair, usually, and she's been in a few movies.
That's Ron Howard's daughter?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't know if you guys.
She always wears a hat.
I don't know if you guys caught that. There's been a thing that's happened in every round of this game. There's one particular movie that comes up every time.
Was it?
It was directed by Ron Howard, and she's his daughter.
In Parenthood.
That's your answer, Parenthood.
No, because that was been number three on every. But she hasn't probably been in another. Lot. She said she's in a lot.
Did he direct fucking Parenthood?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm gonna go with Parenthood.
Well, no, it's my turn.
Oh well. Stamp the double octet. No races.
But I feel like you're tricking us. I feel like you're being
I feel
tricky
like
by
you
being
should
like,
answer.
Okay, I'm going to say Parenthood. I'm
going
to say
you're
Parenthood.
You're going Parenthood?
I'm going to say Parenthood too. Electric Boogaloo.
She's not in Parenthood.
God damn it. God damn it. I knew it. She's in a rival. Nope, I won't hear anything else. That's it. She was wonderful in Arrival. You said red hair, and that's all I hear. She was great.
Don't talk to me about Amy Adams. She,
I was in a movie with Clint.
What's that?
I was in a movie with Clint Howard.
And it wasn't directed by Ron?
No.
That's quite a break for Clint.
I think it was shot here in Utah, actually.
Really?
Yep.
What's it called?
It was called The Legend of Osimus Maximus. It was a National Lampoon movie.
Anyone? Of course, Skippy knows
Skippy's
it.
Skippy's seen it, so. Fantastic.
I play a guy who gets peed on.
Yes, you do.
Wait.
Yes, you do.
Trump, you
what
play
are the
Donald
circumstances?
Trump in this movie?
What do you, you want to be peed on?
No, they bring up a baby and he pees on me. I present the baby and then the baby just, I happen to be in the front, the baby pisses on me.
So a drama.
Yeah, really. Compelling drama.
You were the voice of Ricky the Rhino?
Rocky.
Rocky the Rhino in
yes.
Jungle Book?
And I was also the peacock who fights with the porcupine over the stick.
What does that sound like?
Gary Shandling was the porcupine and I was the peacock and there's a stick. And when we shot it, Gary and I were standing beside each other and we both had chopsticks in our mouth. And we were trying, look out, we had to, because we're method.
And what did the peacock sound like?
Just sound like I had a toothpick in my mouth. I had a toothpick.
Like you, if you had a thing in
your
mouth.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, good, it's my branch. Yeah, yeah. That's it. So if you see it, you hear my branch. That's me.
How did and, the what did the rhino sound like?
The rhino sounded very much like me too, because I the rhino just said, "Watch it, kid." That's all the rhino did, and then apparently the rhino makes an appearance in Jungle Book 2, so I'm excited about that. I mean, we haven't started it yet.
You're not worried they're going to recast it, are you?
I am a little worried about it. Seeing the casting for Lion King, I'm like, well, wait a minute, Favs. You know.
There's not a scene where the lion baby gets held up and pees on somebody.
I've done this before.
Oh, did you think? Yeah.
It was gross because I used Mountain Dew and I was all sticky after.
Ooh.
It's like having a diabetic pee on you, I guess. I gotta go, guys.
Wait, so what was your answer for Dallas Bryce Howard?
I didn't know who the
Parenthood
fuck she
two.
Is.
Parenthood 2. He said Parenthood 2.
All right. I'm gonna go Parenthood 2.
Because her number one is Jurassic World. Kind of popular.
Oh, okay.
Her number two is Spider-Man 3. Yeah. She was a love interest in that.
Oh, I know who she is now. She's lovely. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Twilight Eclipse, then The Help, and The Village. She's been in some pretty big movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And Arrival.
The person that Jeff was playing for, what's his name again?
Ben.
Ben, come get your prizes, Ben. Oh. There you go. There's that and the book, and don't forget the bike.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you're going to get the bike home. I mean, it's really odd that...
Will you guys sign that when it's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll sign it.
Cool. Yeah, we'll see.
So no, glad, here.
So
here,
glad just... Jeff Ross dressed up as Ben.
all right, let's do some plugs, starting with Jeff. What do you got to plug, buddy?
Just Take Crazy Nights. That's what I got coming
That's
up.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a... I'm planning a tour for the spring or the early, late winter or whatever, but Take Crazy Nights. And, you know, Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at JeffTate96.
Why, thanks.
You better come up with some better plugs before Take Crazy Nights starts, because that shit's not going to fly.
Okay.
Russell Peters, two more shows here tonight, sold out already.
Yeah.
Skippy bought most of the tickets.
He got a free rape whistle with his tickets.
Yeah.
I have a series coming up on Netflix called The Indian Detective. It starts next month on Netflix.
Very cool.
Only four episodes, but whatever. I'll give you a hint as to who plays the Indian detective. Yep, that's right. That's correct. I sneezed. I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I mean, that was on brand. It came from the mildly amusing part of the room.
Well, thanks for being here, Russell. Did you have a good experience?
I did. I would like to do this again, Doug.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll work it out. We'll make it happen.
Now that I'm understanding of how it works.
You know what? People come on the show repeatedly and still never figure out how it works.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
I feel I need a rematch.
It's complicated, starring Steve Martin. Emma, what do you got to plug?
December 7th through 9th, I'll be at the DC Improv. And it'll be a lot of fun. I'm with Ron Funches. And then the weekend after that, I'm with Dana Gould at the San Francisco Punchline. So come see me do some comedy and get a hug and some honey.
Very nice. Let's hear it for all three of my guests, Jeff Tate, Russell Peters, Emma Arnold. Don't forget your Donettis and your candy gun. And as always, I got one plug I want to throw in. 12 Guests of Christmas in LA is at Largo at the Coronet on December 12th and 13th. And thank you to Wise Guys and to all of you guys for coming out today. Great job. Duff went for a double. As always, Utah liquor laws and Donald Trump are a shithead. And we're sticking with the political. Senator Orrin Hatch is a shithead.
Once again, thanks to our pals at Loot Crate for sponsoring today's show. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. It's the best surprise you know is coming. Be the envy of your friends and get your 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/DLM and enter my code DLM to save $3 off any new subscription. November's Loot Crate theme is Unite 2.0, so get on it, and we'll see you next time. You'll hear me next time. You know what I mean.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room